You're listening to PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson, and we're here on the first day of Mashup Camp here in Mountain View, California. And everybody is getting together, all the developers, and they are here to present their ideas and to kind of mix them up to see what kinds of things that they can put together and present those ideas. And at the end of the day, or at the end of tomorrow, actually, everybody has a wooden nickel who attends. And at the end of the event, the person who collects the most wooden nickels wins the best of Mashup, the best idea, the best way of presenting some of these fascinating ideas and developments. So come with me now. We're going to talk to a few of the developers here at Mashup and see what they've got to say.
I'm Ben Widhelm. I'm the head of engineering and development at Elephant Drive.
Mike Fisher. I'm head of operations at Elephant Drive.
Okay, what is Elephant Drive and why is it so important?
Elephant Drive is an online backup data storage data management business. We are here introducing our partnership with Amazon's S3 service and Intel's Mobility SDK. We think it's an interesting mashup because, well, for a bunch of different reasons. It's interesting as a development paradigm and to us as a business because with our partnership with Amazon, we've gotten functionally infinite capacity to take on as many users as we can and never be constrained there and do that ahead of the demand of a group of users coming in with this interest. And I think based on what we've seen in our beta period, that like, not having to build up the storage infrastructure to accommodate those users has been invaluable to us.
I think just to add to that, most of the mashups here at Mashup Camp are user-facing. They're cool and they're sexy because they're a really attractive, nifty way of combining informational services to display them in a way that was innovative and cool. Ours isn't as sexy on the front end, but ours we think is very sexy on the back end. We're actually using the web services to improve our cost structure and our cash management and allow us to focus more narrowly on what's going to differentiate us. Those are really the two biggest problems that we see startups facing, managing the limited cash resources and managing the limited human resources. So because we're able to not have to spend money ahead of new users, we can manage our cash better, and because we're able to focus narrowly on developing the best software and not have to spend additional resources managing disks, which in our mind is effectively a commoditized service, that we're using mashups to create real competitive advantage in a business sense. And we think this is the way that mashups are going. The first generation of mashups were these cool, fun weekend things we threw together. And the second generation are finding ways to improve desktop and enterprise software to make businesses better.
And is this just for business, or can anybody really access the services of Elephant Drive?
Right now, the services of Elephant Drive are available at elephantdrive.com for free during our beta period. So we're certainly courting consumers as well as businesses. What Fish was describing, some great things I think that are of interest to developers, like what tools were available out there and how we use them to build what we think is a powerful application. What's interesting, I think, from a user's perspective is the fact that we've got this continuous data protection tool and we're using the intelligence of Intel, if you'll excuse that, to determine the status of low-level devices and be able to protect your data in a way that's going to be non-invasive to you. So this is the no-brainer. You don't have to think about it. This isn't like you're deciding that you're going to put files into the sky. This does it automatically and does it invisibly and does it in a way that's again non-invasive to your experience.
Elephant Drive is very big. It never forgets and it works for peanuts. Come check us out at elephantdrive.com.
Hi, my name is Mark Cantor. We're here to talk about the People Aggregator, which is a social network web service. We're here at the Mashup Camp in beautiful Mountain View, California. Well, I'm here today to show everyone the open APIs and standards that we've got established here with the People Aggregator. Because, you know, we see social networking really is becoming a commodity. That everyone will have social networking capabilities and features built into their software. And we really see the giant centralized databases like MySpace as the enemy. So what we're trying to do is disintermediate these giant centralized databases with tens of thousands of open social networks that are interconnected together by open standards.
So how is that going to work on an individual basis? If you don't have the big space, you putting more power into the hands of the, is it going into the browsers? Is it living on the individual devices? How's it going to work?
Well, first thing, for the next couple of years, we will continue to have traditional social networks. And the idea is that these social networks are interconnected in a number of different ways. And in fact, we've kind of established a layer cake architecture to show that off. So at the bottom layer is what's called federated authentication. This is the world of the open ID, where the end user controls the movement of their data, and there are a number of different open standards already established, especially OpenID, SkipID, and Microsoft has a standard which they call InfoCards. Okay? So we also consider the Flickr ID system to be an OpenID system. And when we say OpenID, it means that the end user is controlling their data and that you can move your data around. Okay? So we've got this authenticated layer, and then on top of that, we're then going to implement import-export. And that is the ability for an end user to be able to move their links, their photos, their list of friends, their profile data between social networks. So if you've invested time and energy in developing that profile, let's say on MySpace, you would then have the right to be able to move that data into any other network. We plan on supporting two open standards called FOF, and the micro formats XFN and HCard as a way to, as the data structures to actually move the data. Okay? But you do need an authenticated layer to make sure that who the person is. Okay? So those are standards that already exist. But we've been studying this market and have been involved in the market for a number of years. And so we know that there's something more that has to happen. So we're proposing some new kind of actions, some new verbs, like establish relationships, send a message, create or join a group, post content between social networks. Okay? So that is all in our publicly posted roadmap, and that's what we'll be working on the next few months.
Can anybody see this online right now?
Absolutely. So if you go to broadbandmechanics.com, that's where the overall strategy and roadmap is. If you go to peopleaggregator.com, that's where these presentations are. And see, we're really presenting the same message to three different groups of people. An end user, please come in and join a network and have fun. To a network, potential network operator, we're offering them two different ways to use the code. You can come in and hit a button and get your own hosted network, or you can download source code and run one yourself. And to the third constituents we're talking to are the web service vendors, the people here at Mashup Camp. The people will be our partners in supporting these open standards moving forward.
I'm Chris Radcliffe, and my day job is with Eventful at Eventful.com. But what I'm here with is a mashup called PhoTiger. It's an automatic photo tagger, which will take your Flickr photos from an event like Mashup Camp and match them up with your online calendar, because your online calendar knows where you were and when, and Flickr knows what you took and when. And so what it does is it takes the Flickr photos from that time period and says, hey, did you take these at Mashup Camp 2? And you say, yes. So it takes all the tags from your online calendar and it adds them to those photos so that if, you know, like for instance, what I do is I take 150 photos a day and I go home and I, you know, upload them all and I'm really tired so I fall into bed. Well, it would be really nice if I could just kind of set PhoTiger on them and say, hey, these are all taken today from Mashup Camp. Go tag them so people can find them. And so that's what it does.
Now, how did this come about? I mean, I know that a lot of people are in that same situation, taking, you know, perhaps hundreds of pictures or at least many dozens of pictures mm-hmm. at events and then coming back and saying, you know, what the hell was that? When the hell did I take that?
Yeah. And that's exactly the situation that I'm in. I mean, I take pictures of my friend's graduation. I took pictures of the party I went to 3 weeks ago and the one that I went to 2 months ago that I can't even remember anything about. And this actually came from, there's a group that gets together, Mash Pit. It's kind of like along the bar camp idea, but a little bit smaller. And what they do is they get together and they brainstorm about human problems that can be solved by using mashups to do things as quickly as possible. And one of the ideas that we came up with at the last Mash Pit was PhoTiger. This idea of, I've got all these photos, I've got all these events that I've already, you know, tagged up and marked up that I'm going to them. How do we put them together? They also come together with some really interesting other ideas, like the Lovender, which is not just what I'm doing, but what I'd want to be doing. You know, hey, you haven't gone to a movie with your wife in 2 weeks. You know, do you want to go see X-Men 2 this weekend or whatever?
Or Men 2X.
Or Men 2X, yeah. Depending on the kind of date that's you're going to have, you know?
So thanks for talking with us, Chris. When do you think it's going to be out there in live, do you think?
Actually, you can go to PhoTiger.com right now,
Let's
and it'll give
it.
You, yeah, P-H-O, kind of like the Vietnamese noodles, tigerlikethecat.com. And you can also go to the Mashup Camp wiki, and that has even more information about it.